Perek Tezayin Mishnah Zayin. Kaifin Ka'ara, a person can take a earthenware bowl and cover it al gabe haner, on top of a flame, b'shvil shlotechos bakora, in order that the fire should not catch onto the walls and burn down the house. And we're talking about a house here where the ceiling is very low, and you're worried that the flame's going to catch on the ceiling or on the walls. And here, you're not really extinguishing the flame. That's why it's permitted, as long as you leave a little bit of space between the bowl and the flame so that, you know, you don't extinguish it. You don't trap the air in it. As long as the flame's still going, you're not extinguishing it, but all you're doing is doing some preventative measures. That's permitted on Shabbos to cover the flame with this earthenware bowl. Similarly, v'al tsoa shel katan, and on the tsoa is, you know, one who goes to the bathroom of a minor. So here it doesn't really mean, you know, the bathroom, the droppings of a minor. It says here al tsoa shel tana goylim mipnei katan. It's the tsoa of a chicken because of a minor. What does that mean? So the Kahati explains as follows. What they would do is they would take a bowl and they would cover up the droppings of a chicken on Shabbos so that the katan and the children don't go and start touching it and play with it and get all the disgusting and dirty. And this is all regarding, they explain like this. So if the tsoa is in your chatzar, in your courtyard, and it's right there in front of you, so even if there's no katanim around, you're able to actually pick it up and just throw it into the garbage or throw it into the bathroom. Because it's called a graf shel rei. It's a disgusting item. And a graf shel rei on Shabbos is actually mutter to move it. There's no problem of muktza. Because it's in this category of a graf shel rei, you're allowed to just remove it just because it's disgusting to you. But here, we're talking about covering it. It's talking about where the tsoa of the chicken is in a different chatzar. It's a different courtyard. You're not even looking at it. So now the graf shel rei heter does not apply because you don't see it. Even so, even though you can't move it now, you could cover it up with this utensil, this earthenware kli, in order that your kids shouldn't go and play with it. So that's the idea over here. So when it's right in front of you, you can remove it yourself. And there's no problem with muktza because it's a graf shel rei. It's a disgusting item. But when it's in another courtyard and you have no reason to move it, you can still cover it up so that the children don't touch it and play with it. Al akrav, and again, a similar concept. If there's a scorpion, you can cover up the scorpion with this cup. And we're not going to call it tseda trapping, because you're doing a shalot teshach, so it shouldn't bite you. So even though, again, the scorpion is being trapped under the utensil, maybe you think you're doing the isra of tseda, of capturing. So you say no, because you're not capturing it because you want to capture it. You're capturing it because you don't want it to bother you. It's a malacha she'ena tzuicha lagufa. You're doing this act not because you want it trapped. You just don't want it on your hand and biting you. And our Tana holds that a malacha she'ena tzuicha lagufa, you're doing something that you're not doing it for yourself. You're just doing it to get it out of your hair. So there's no sin. You can't do it initially, normally. You can't do it l'chatchila. But over here, since there's a area of sakana, so therefore even l'chatchila you could. So normally, even the malacha she'ena tzuicha lagufa, an act that's not being done for yourself, normally we don't let you do it anyway. I mean, if you did it, you're potter, but you can't do it l'chatchila. Here, because there's a ktsas sakana, the Mishnah calls it a small sakana, you could do it even l'chatchila and cover up the scorpion with this utensil. Am Rabbi Yehuda, and says Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa, there's a story. Both the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that came in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that a person had covered up a scorpion with a utensil on Shabbos, ba'arav, in a city called Arav, va'amar, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, choshesheni lo mechatas. He actually said the opposite. He said that I am concerned that maybe this person is chayav mechatas, he did sin, because of the issue of tzedah, of trapping. So we just said it's not a problem. What's going on over here? So Rabbi Yehuda, who's saying over the story, he's going according to his own shita, what he holds. Because he holds that a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, you're actually chayav on it. And since it's only a katsasa sakana, it's a small sakana, he gets no heter. We, on the other hand, hold the opposite, that malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, you're pater, and you wouldn't be liable. So this story, which is brought down, is only being said according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that, you know, who doesn't hold to this concept of malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. They bring down regarding the Psak Halacha, So just to know, if the bali eres, if this poisonous animal, doesn't have to be a scorpion, any kind of creeping, crawly, poisonous animal, if it bites, and the bite will kill, like a scorpion or a wild dog, so you can even kill it on Shabbos when you see it. It's not a problem of killing, because it's kind of stafashis. Everything else, it's not like a real sakana, it's only a small sakana. So if they're chasing you, then you're allowed to kill them. But if they're not chasing you, then you can cover it with your utensil in order that it doesn't bite you. And if you happen to step on it, you know, like by mistake and kill it, then that's not a problem. So that's what they bring down as the Pesach Halach over here. Okay. Moving right along to Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah in Perek Tes Zayin. Nochi Shehidlikas Anir, if a guy goes ahead and lights a candle on Shabbos, and he lights it for himself, he's not lighting it for anybody else. But then a Jew walks by, so can the Jew enjoy that light or not? The Mishnah says, B'shtamish l'oro Yisrael, the Jew could use a light from the guy, because the guy did it for himself, so the Jew's allowed to use it also. However, Vim Bishvil Yisrael, if the guy did it for the Jew, he knew the Jew wanted it, then Aser, the Jew cannot use it, because the guy did it for him. Similarly, Mile Mayim, if a guy filled up a container of water, and over there, in those days, they had a pit in the public domain. So a pit is a private domain, it's Rishus Yachid. And then the Rishus Rabbim around it, the public domain around it, is a public domain. So what happens is that automatically, when you fill up a bucket of water from the well, you go from a private domain to a public domain. You carry from the Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Rabbim. And that would be a prohibition. So if the guy did it for his lehashkos behem to drink his own animals and not the animals of the Jews, so then mashgach of Yisrael, the Jew could go ahead and use that water for his animals also. We're not concerned that the guy is going to draw more water for the Jew, because again, the guy is doing it for himself. Now here, the Mishnah says that when is this said? That's only when the guy doesn't recognize the Jew. Why? Because if the guy recognizes the Jew, then the Jew cannot take the water from the guy on Shabbos, even though the Jew did it for himself. Even the guy did it for himself, lest the guy, because he recognizes the Jew, start drawing out more water, especially for him. Whereas by a flame, there's no such case of, you know, the guy recognizing him. Because whether he recognizes him or not, one flame is one flame, and one flame can feed 100, it can feed 1,000, can feed 1,000,000 people. A flame is a flame. So whether the guy recognizes the Jew or not by the flame, it makes no difference as long as he does it for himself and not for the Jew. Whereas by the well, it's only if he doesn't recognize him. Because if he recognizes him, he may go ahead and draw more water for the Jew, which would be a problem on Shabbos. Okay, so that's the differentiation between the guy taking water for himself or the guy lighting a flame for himself. Vim Bishvil Yisrael, and of course, if the guy filled up the water for the Jew, then of course, Aser, the Jew, cannot use it on Shabbos. Similarly, Aser Guy Keves, Levit Bay, if the guy was coming off of a boat, and he built himself a ramp in order to go off the boat. Yorid Achar of Yisrael, if the guy did it for himself, then the Jew can also go off of it on his own. And this would be similar to a nir, even if the guy recognizes him. Because again, once you built a ramp, the ramp's there, it's not going anywhere. So he's not doing anything extra for the Jew. Whereas by the water, he would draw more water for the Jew. Okay, so here the recognizing thing doesn't make a difference. However, Vim Bishvil Yisrael, if the guy did it for the Jew, then of course, again, Aser would be prohibited for the Jew to go out, to go off of it on Shabbos. Ma'aseh, there was a story with Rabbi Gamliel, it was a Canaan with Rabbi Gamliel and the elders, Shayiban, Bisfina, that they were coming on a boat. Vasa Gai Keves, Leirid Bay, and the guy made a ramp for the, Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakim to go off on Shabbos. And they went off, Rabbi Gamliel Vazakinim, Rabbi Gamliel Vazakinim, because the guy did it for himself and not for the elders and not for Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore was permitted. And what would be the problem here? The whole problem here is also is going from like one domain to the next. They bring down over here that a boat that reaches the port on Erev Shabbos before it gets dark, let's see here. Actually, truth is, this is going into another concept, so we'll leave it at this. So the potential problem with this ramp is basically he's building something. You can't hire someone to build something for you on Shabbos. So if the guy did it for himself, then, you know, the Jew could use it. But if the guy did it for the Jew, then, of course, the Jew can't use it. And that will conclude Perek Tes Zayin.